Good morning, Louise.
Morena, Catherine.
Louise has been reading for us Devil's Trumpet. Louise O'Brien has been reading Devil's Trumpet by Tracy Slaughter.
Yes, indeed. Now, I have to admit to being a huge fan of Tracy Slaughter's writing, and I am very excited about this collection of short stories. She's a poet, a short story writer. She's also written a novella, so this is her sixth book, and it's a slim volume of 31 stories. Some are less than a page, so it's easy to dip in and out of, and others are longer and more substantial. And each of them is like downing a shot of tequila, I think. You get the acid of the lime and the sting of the salt and then the burn of the alcohol. They are a jolt to the senses. They are dark and sad and gritty. They are phenomenally physical. They are sensory. And all of that is delivered in the most beautiful and often lyrical prose. I think they are astounding works. And I'd like to read you a bit, if I may, to give you a flavour. This is a story called Fish Eye, which is just a page, two paragraphs, and this is the second paragraph. The first one is about trying to weigh a large fish caught in a competition. The backs of their necks feel near third degree, and the grass seems like it needs anchoring. Still, they'll last as long as Kev doesn't start up again about his wife. Out on the water, he'd tried it a couple of times, but the chop was too stubborn and the catch too thick and fast to give him a proper shot. The poor bloke had zero clue. You wouldn't credit it. They cast out and yanked back trails of prime while Kev tried to whine about intimacy. The fish shut him down, all gasp and wing. The boys grinned into buckets at their tin foil fits, their jaws adrift in throes of wet freckle. First is a trip for two to the islands. Let's face it, any one of them could take Kev's wife. So the writing's gorgeous, and then there's this sting in the tail of it that make you look again at what came before. And they're all about the kind of messiness of life in all its glory. The story which follows that one is called Never Tell Your Lover That His Wife Could Be Having an Affair, the last line of which is, put your clothes on, affairs are for sluts like you.
So she slaps you in the face at the end, doesn't she?
She does. It's like a punch in the gut.
Yeah.
I loved it. It's so alive. It's so visceral. The language is often indelicate, but it's never gratuitous, though often very confronting.
So is there a sexual theme or an intimacy kind of theme that runs right through the whole collection?
Yes, sexual politics, often to the detriment of young women. Infidelity and betrayal, there's love, the needy, desperate, obsessive beginnings of love, and also when it falls into more mundane plateaus. There's lots about loss. There's a beautiful story about the forgetting of dementia. There's another one which I found moving and distressing about the Christchurch earthquakes, the aftermath of that. There's relationship breakups, one at the altar. It's this a glorious page about the bride and her white satin.
Goodness, how can you rewrite that old chestnut? She does.
She does indeed.
Yeah.
And death and illness feature a lot as well. So often sad, often dark, but it's an experience, a reading experience that I highly recommend.
Thank you very much. And Louise O'Brien has reviewed Devil's Trumpet by Tracy Slaughter, published by Victoria University Press, $30 the price.